To the advices of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved leader, would be to sit as close as possible to the minbar. Jazakallah khairan. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahir Rahimir Rahman. Al Malik al Dayyan. Dhil Quwwati al Mannan. Ulil Tawli wal Ihsan. والحمد لله الذي أنزل بطريق نعمته الخاص على هذه الأمة القرآن وعلى وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد سيد الإنس والجان وعلى آله وأصحابه الطاهرين الذين ضحوا أنفسهم وأموالهم لنشر هذا الدين في البلدان والحمد لله الذي فضل زمانا على الزمان كما نجد أنفسنا في هذه الليلة المباركة على وهي ليلة النصف من شعبان وبعد. Respected علماء الكرام, حفاظ of the Quran الكريم, elders and friends in Islam, we are extremely grateful to Allah سبحانه وتعالى for blessing us the great ni'mah and favor in the form of this deen of Islam. As we are also very fortunate, appropriate and pertinent to the occasion on which we find ourselves in this auspicious place, on this auspicious night, the sunnah and the decreed way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many instances is to give preference to some of His creation over others. And this happens to be one of the auspicious nights of the year, Laylatul Nisf min Sha'ban or Shab-e Barat, the night of the 15th of Sha'ban. As we shall soon hear in the advices, inshallah, the virtues and the great barakat and blessings that descend upon such a night. Without saying anything further, we commence tonight's program. The main program will take place very shortly. Prior to that, a rendition of the tilawat of the Quran Kareem. And for this we call upon Hafiz Muhammad Zakaria Hajat of Marlboro to render a tilawat of the Quran Kareem.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يسألك الناس عن الساعة قل إنما علمها عند الله وما يدريك لعل الساعة تكون قريبا إن الله لعن الكافرين وأعد لهم سعيرا خالدين فيها أبدا لا يجدون وليا ولا نصيرا يوم تقلب وجوههم في النار يقولون يا ليتنا أطعنا الله وأطعنا الرسولا وقالوا ربنا إنا أطعنا سادتنا وكبراءنا فأضلونا السبيلا ربنا آتهم ضعفين من العذاب والعنهم لعنا كبيرا صدق الله العظيم.
I say Jazakallah khairan to our young Hafiz Muhammad Zakaria for that beautiful rendition. Thereafter, how can a gathering ever be beautified and complete without the praises of our beloved Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-Mujtaba al-Mustafa, ahabbul khalqi ilallahi azza wa jal, as Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu anhu says, one of the great poets in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ما إن مدحت مقالتي ما إن مدحت محمدا بمقالتي ولكن مدحت بمقالتي ولكن مدحت مقالتي بمحمدي. He says, and he was a poet by excellence, he says that in my praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, though it may seem to the listener that I am praising and enhancing the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by means of my poetic praises, where he says, be fully aware of the fact that the reality of the matter is that I am actually beautifying my poetry and my speech by being honored to have the mention of my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam therein. So in a similar vein, we are extremely fortunate to have our gathering beautified by praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what better praises in the form and in the form of the Qasida Burda Sharif, the accepted praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in poetic form. For this we call upon Mawlana Ghulam Muhammad, the Imam of the Marlborough Masjid, to render the Qasida Burda.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let's recite one's durood. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم.
ظننت سنة من أحيا الظنى ما إلى أن اشتكت قدماه الضر من ورمي وشد من صواب أحشاءه طوى تحت الحجارات كشحا مترف الأدم وراودته الجبال الشم من ذهب عن نفسه فأراها أيما شمام وأكدت زهده فيها ضرورته إن الضرورة لا تعدو على العصام مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفارقين من عرب وعجم نبينا الأمير الناهي فلا أحد أبر في قولنا منه ولا نعمي هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فاق النبيين في خلق وفي خلق ولم يدانوه في علم ولا كرم وكلهم من رسول الله ملتمس غرفا من البحر أو رشفا من الديام وواقفون لديه عند حدهم من نقطة العلم أو من شتلة الحكام مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم دع ما ادعته النصارى في نبيهم واحكم بما شئت مدحا فيه واحتكمي وانسب إلى ذاته ما شئت من شرف وانسب إلى قدره ما شئت من عظمي فإن فضل رسول الله ليس له حد فيعرب عنه نابق بفمي مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وكيف يدرك في الدنيا حقيقته قوم نيام تسلوا عنه بالحلم فمبلغ العلم فيه أنه بشر وأنه خير خلق الله كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
Some for that beautiful rendition of the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make dua that Allah ta'ala raises us under the banner and flag of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. Next, we are very, very fortunate to have an esteemed and one of the senior ulama of our country, Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Daya Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, of a nearby locality, Marlborough, originally from Alexandra Township. A very brief introduction is that Hazrat Mawlana had the honor of having his hifz and his initial tarbiyat under the auspices of one of the great ulama and walis of our country, Hazrat Hafiz Abdurrahman Mia, rahimahullah ta'ala. Thereafter had furthered his studies and graduated in India, and since then has been serving with sterling service based in Alexandra, thereafter in Marlborough. I have come across many individuals who have taken flights from Durban, Cape Town to come and spend just an hour in the company of Maulana and Freiberg. But in thinking of an appropriate introduction, then I will share the following, is that about 2 years ago, I had the honor of meeting an alim from Cape Town. His background is that he had been born into a Muslim family, somehow had drifted away, went out of the fold of Islam, may Allah protect our iman, became a Christian, and at that a Christian priest and held one of the most senior congregations in the Eastern Cape in the country. He says, at a book fair in Cape Town, I came across a book on the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, on reading it, I fell in love with the personality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if nothing else. But fortunately, he had always had interaction with Maulana Yunus Sahib. And he says, the moment I had read that kitab, I found the akhlaq and the character of Maulana Yunus coinciding with what I had read in that kitab, and this was the main reason for my coming back to the fold of Islam. Thereafter studied and has become an alim and is serving Deen tremendously in the region that he is based in. May Allah Ta'ala accept us also to benefit from the company of Hazrat Maulana inshallah, whom we request to render us advices on this auspicious occasion inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا وسندنا وكريمنا وهادينا وإمامنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأولاده وذرياته وأهل بيته وأصحابه وأنصاره وأشيائه وأدائه وأمته وعلينا معهم أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد الثابت للخلق نوره ورحمة للعالمين ظهوره عدد من مضى من خلقك ومن بقي ومن سعد منه ومن سقي صلاة تستغرق العبد وتجيد بالحد صلاة لا غاية لها ولا انتهى ولا أمد لها ولا انقضى صلاة دائمة بدوامك وعلى آله وصحبه كذلك والحمد لله على ذلك. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حميم والكتاب المبين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أيضا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا وكريمنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. Most respected and honorable ulama-i-kiram, Huffaz, elders, brothers in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Before starting, we'd like to
an appeal is made to please move the following two cars. They are obstructing traffic. ZJH807GP and PKV153GP. ZJH807GP, PKV153GP.
Before starting, a humble appeal is that we will be mentioning the name of Allah Ta'ala, that is part of our deen, that is our entire deen. So whenever the name of Allah Jalla wa Ala is mentioned, say Jalla Jalaluhu Amma Nawaluhu. And whenever the name of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is mentioned, recite Durood on Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is a Mubarak night. Durood is one of the most notable forms of wazifa that a person can read, and thereby make our 15th night of Shaban very productive as well. May Allah give me and all of us the tawfiq. Before starting, I just like to tell you, I don't know where your man finds that word. He said from, you know, be reading some other books that we don't know about. Just one little request, the Maulana that he mentioned, that had reverted to Christianity and then came back to the fold of Islam, and then studied Islam, became an alim, and served in, has unfortunately been beset by cancer. And Maulana has suffered a severe stroke 2 days ago. He's critically ill, critically ill. Please make dua for him on this Mubarak night. Like that, there are many, many, many sick people. Unfortunately, we can't mention the whole list. It'll take too long. But generally, make dua for all the sick people and as many people as we can remember, inshallah. It will, Allah will accept our duas on this night. Now insofar as this night is concerned, there are two groups or two opinions. One group of people are of the opinion that the 15th night of Shaban, the night we are in now, has no virtue. And to spend time in ibadat during this night is not part of the deen. This is what they say. Another group, fortunately for us, the great majority of ulama are of the opinion that this night has a lot of virtue. The virtue can't be denied because ibadat, staying awake during this night, spending the night in ibadat has been in practice from the time of the Tabi'in, Tabi'in, throughout all ages till this day, it is still carrying on. And many, many, many of our great ulama, senior ulama, have mentioned that to stay awake during this night is a great ibadah. We'll start with Mufti Taqi Usmani. May Allah bless him with long life. Hazrat is a Mufti. He is the son of Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was the Mufti of Pakistan. There is billions of people. And Mufti Taqi benefited a lot from his father. He is the foremost authority in financial matters. He was the Chief Justice of Pakistan for a period of time and then resigned himself. And his fatwas are taken to be noteworthy. He says, the virtues of this night are narrated from more than 10 Sahaba. Are narrated from 10 Sahaba. So in other words, 1, 2, 3, 4, till 10. If 10 Sahaba narrate an issue from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is virtually impossible to say that it is fabricated. He says, yes, we can say some of the narrations are what we call da'if. Da'if means there's a bit of a flaw in the narration, in the chain of narrators. Now when that happens, the muhaddithin agree that if there is a flaw in the chain of narrators, but there are many narrations of a similar nature, then we don't look at the flaw. Because each one strengthens the other. And among the ulama who hold this opinion are some very, very, very notable ulama. Among them, Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Muhakkik Ibn Humam Rahmatullah Alayhi, Mawlana Abdullahi Lakhnawi, Allama Sakhawi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hafiz Ibn Hajar Makki Haythami, these are just a few. They all unanimously agree that if there is a bit of weakness in the narration, then we look at how many people have narrated it. And if it pertains to matter of virtue, we should put it into practice. Yes, we don't deduce halal and haram from such narrations. For deducing halal and haram, you need impeccable narrators. But in this case, it is just to tell us that make ibadat the way your pious predecessors have done, and you're not depriving anybody else of anything yet. You are increasing your relationship with Allah Ta'ala within the fold of the Sharia. That is important. You're not fabricating something yourself. It is there. So from this we understand that to spend this night in ibadat is an accepted practice and has always been an accepted practice. Before moving further, I'll give you just one example. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah Rahmatullah Alayhi. We must have heard this name. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah Rahmatullah Alayhi was extremely strict in holding on to the Sunnah. He would never budge an iota. In fact, his biggest enemies were the Bidatis, the Muqtadiyins, the Mu'tazilas, all deviant groups that existed in his time, he wrote against them. Even he concedes that we have to concede that this night has virtue and time should be spent during this night in ibadah. The more time a person spends in ibadah during this night, the closer he will get to Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is our intended objective in life, to get close to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has been extremely kind to us. He has bestowed us with iman. Without any effort on our part, without any eligibility on our part, blessed us with the nur of iman. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, مَا أَصْوَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever good comes to you comes from Allah Ta'ala. You haven't earned it, you haven't striven for it, you haven't made any effort for it. It's a gift. We should be extremely grateful for this gift of iman. The gift of iman is such a powerful gift, there can be nothing better than that, believe me. A person who has iman and no money is enjoying great success. A person who has the treasures of the world with him but no iman is a total failure and disaster. May Allah Ta'ala save us all. And the ni'mat of Iman, we shouldn't make one mistake here. We normally tend to think that deen has to do with the qabr and akhirat only. No, it has to do with your life here. Yeah. It has to do everything with the way you live here. Yeah. I'll give you an example. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَعِيِّمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ أَتَتْ أَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهَا. Many a city strayed from the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. وَرُسُلِي and the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. فَحَاسَبْنَاهَا حِسَابًا سَدِيدًا. We reckoned with them. We took the reckoning sternly and very severely. وَعَذَّبْنَاهَا عَذَابًا نُكْرًا. And we punished them a distasteful punishment in this dunya because of their disobedience. If we read the Quran, the people of Samud, the Ad, the people of Lut alayhi salam, all the people of Fir'aun, the people of Nuh alayhi salam, they were punished for what? Because of the total refusal to accept the deen. So if it had to do with the Qabr and Akhirat, how come they were punished here? So we must make a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala for the ni'mat of Iman. And at the same time, reflect on the greatness of Allah Ta'ala at all times. The elders say, to sit and ponder for a little while is better than spending so many years in ibadah, provided that pondering and thinking is productive. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. In the creation of the heavens and the earth, لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, are definite signs for the intelligent. So we should sit and think. One of the great, great ulama, saintly ulama, has mentioned. He said, our reflection should be productive. In other words, non-Muslims also meditate and reflect and whatever, but their end result is always what we call tawhid. We take them even further from Allah Ta'ala, because they say the Big Bang and this and this and this created this and this brought about this, that is batil lawa. We say that if a person reflects on the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala that he enjoys, just reflect, sit a little while and think how many of the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala we enjoy. Spiritual ni'mat, the fact that we are here in the masjid tonight is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. We can try to do what we want to, but the final decision rests with Allah Ta'ala. The fact that he permitted us entry into his home, the fact that he gave us the tawfiq to utter his name, the fact that he gave us permission to sit and participate in a deeni gathering, there can't be greater virtue than this. In the hadith, as it is mentioned, when a people sit, يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ, and mention Allah Ta'ala, حَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, they are surrounded by the malaika, وَغَسَيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ, they are swamped by the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, وَنَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ, tranquility descends on them. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ إِنْدَهُ. Then Allah Ta'ala will mention them to those who are close to Him. This last part of the hadith, our Muhaddith Sahir, Shah Waliullah Dehlawi Rahmatullah Ali, in his kitab, the Hujjatullah Al-Baligha, has given a very beautiful explanation. He says, when he says that Allah Ta'ala will mention you, it doesn't mean that you say, Ya Allah, Allah Ta'ala will say, Ya Abdul Hamid. No. What it means is Allah Ta'ala will say to the malaika, I love the servant. You also love me. When Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam is given this instruction, the message passes through to all the malaika. From there to the entire creation of Allah Ta'ala, they instill it in the hearts of even the animals that this person is beloved to Allah Ta'ala, love him. So the more we mention the name of Allah Ta'ala, the more lovable and dear we become to Allah Ta'ala, the malaika, the entire creation of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give me an old testimony, inshallah. All also it is Allah Jalla wa Ala himself who has given us the tawfiq to bring iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is because of his sacrifices, him, his family, his sahaba, the blood that they gave, the life that they gave, that we have iman today. If it wasn't for their many, many, many sacrifices, we were all probably Hindus, we were still living Hindus in India, running around in dhotis and not a red dhoti. So we should be mindful of the sacrifices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taslima. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's position is so elevated in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala that no human being can adequately describe just how lofty a position Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam enjoys. No human being. Try as we may, we cannot even get close. That is how elevated the position of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ba'das Khuda Muzurub Tuyi Kissa Mukhtasar. After Allah Ta'ala, the most noteworthy position is yours, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That short and sweet sums up the whole story. So we should be entirely grateful that even an auspicious night like this, where inshallah we will plead with Allah Ta'ala to pardon our sins, to cleanse us of sin, to give us hidayat, to give us tawfiq, to give us the ability to do better and better and better. All this is only with the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taslima. And the great bounty for us is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in this dunya with us. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is alive. Da'imun hayyun fi qabrihi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Shaheed al-Shuhada. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself says, if you come to Madinah Munawwara and you make salam to me, I hear it and I reply. And in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, when people do wrong against themselves, they come to you, O Rasulullah. Astaghfirullah, and they seek pardon. They ask you, they seek pardon, and they ask you. Astaghfir lahumur Rasul. The Rasul of Allah seeks pardon on their behalf. They will find Allah Ta'ala most forgiving, most merciful. How much more fortunate can we be that Allah Ta'ala in His wisdom has kept the greatest in His creation for our benefit in this dunya with us. That's why reflect a little while. Jannat is there, definitely there is a Jannat. We can't deny it. But that Jannat hasn't got Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Madinah Munawwara has. So we should try, make every effort, go there, meet with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should be embarrassed and ashamed also. Don't just go as if nothing has happened. Great remorse in the heart. How can I go and stand there? A gunegar like me. Dalam to sunnat man ahliyam kulam. Mulana Rajasna. I make zulm on the sunnat of that very deen who spend the entire night in ibadat praising Allah Ta'ala for mercy for me. And I, what did I do? I did not heed the sunnah, I did not heed the family, I did not heed the rights of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. How can I just go stand there? But then at the same time, there's hope. Tell yourself, if I want to get cleansed, one sure way of getting it done is going to Madinah Munawwara. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah Ta'ala himself has said, Ra'ukum Rahimun, two of the attributes of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, extremely compassionate and merciful insofar as the ummah and the creation is concerned. So he will not turn his face from us if we go there and plead our case. Just a quick little digression for the benefit of those who have the means. Lots of people are now migrating to Madina Munawwara. Somehow the door has opened. Those who have the means, make inquiries, go there, settle down, get your ikama. You can go in as often as you like, come out as often as you like. And if you remember, take us in as your servants also. Inshallah, we can all settle in Madina Munawwara, in Jannat itself. And Makkah Mukarramah is also there. We can visit the two holy cities in Sa'ilah and spend our life there. And may Allah bless us all your death in Madina Munawwara, inshallah. Now coming back to the month of Shaban. The month of Shaban itself has great virtue. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never fasted a whole month but Ramadan. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted more in Shaban than during any other month. In another hadith, Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a sahabi who was very dear and near to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was virtually like a son or grandson to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, when I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasting so much in Shaban, I asked, Ya Rasulullah, why are you fasting so much in Shaban more than any other month? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, this is a month between Rajab and Ramadan. People normally are negligent of this month. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is during this month that the amal are raised to Allah ta'ala for scrutiny. Allah ta'ala knows our amal in and out. This is a matter of explaining to us only. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when my amal are raised, I would like to be fasting. I would like to be fasting when my amal are raised. That is why I fast more during the month of Shaban than any other month. May Allah give us tawfiq to follow this great sunnah. In another hadith, it is mentioned, now this night, this auspicious night, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that during this night, make a lot of ibadat. Make a lot of ibadat. Because during this night, Allah Ta'ala frees from the fire more people than there are hair on the goats of the Banu Kalb. The Banu Kalb was a tribe. They had more goats than any other Arab tribe. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, during this night, more people are freed from the fire of Jahannam than they are hair on the goat. Take one goat, just one, try and count the hair. You won't get past the other also. There are probably hundreds of thousands, maybe close to a million or more hair on one goat. Take the whole tribe's goats. That is how many people Allah Ta'ala frees on this night. Shouldn't we then beg Allah Ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, include us, our ancestry, the entire ummah, Ya Allah, you have it within you to forgive. If you forgive, your position doesn't decrease. If you punish, your position doesn't increase. You are who you are. You are where you are what you are, you know yourself best. What we do know is you are Arhamur Rahim, the most merciful of those who show mercy, the most forgiving, Ya Allah, forgive, pardon, during this Mubarak night. Inshallah, Allah will forgive me. Also it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during this night made lengthy namaz, very lengthy namazes. Why would he do that if this night had no merit? And the barakat of this night starts from Maghrib and ends at Surah Sadiq. It is not one part of the night, the entire night. Also, before I forget, the ulama have mentioned that the ayat, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu, Allah Ta'ala commands us to read durood, was revealed during the month of Shaban. The Mufassirin all mentioned this. That is why during this month we should read more durood than during other months, because Allah Ta'ala gave it this virtue. We should hold on to that virtue. So during this night, Rasulullah made a very lengthy namaz. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentions that Rasulullah spent so much time in sadda, I said maybe he had passed away. So I got up, stretched his Mubarak foot. When he responded, I felt comfortable, know that he is still alive. And I kept on hearing him read this dua, Allahumma wallah, inni a'udhu bi'afwika min iqabi. I seek protection with your forgiveness from your punishment. Wa a'udhu bi'ridaka min sakhatik. And I seek protection in your pleasure from your anger. Wa a'udhu bika minka. And I seek protection with you, in other words, your mercy, etc., from your anger. Wa a'udhu bika minka jalla wajhu. La uhsi tana'an alayka kama. I can never praise you the way you have praised yourself. This is the modesty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is the truth. Allah Ta'ala's position is so elevated that nobody can praise Allah Ta'ala the way he ought to be praised. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La uhsi tana'an alayka anta kama asmaita ala nafsik. I cannot praise you the way you have praised yourself. And thereafter, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me that, oh, what happened is, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, he got up during the night and found Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not at her bedside. She got worried, human being, woman, that maybe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone to one of his other wives. She went out in search of him. And she saw him in Jannatul Baqi. She felt terribly embarrassed and ran back home. And she jumped in the bed before Rasulullah. But Rasulullah was the Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He realized he was panting and breathing a lot faster than normal. He knew something was missing. He didn't want to address the problem immediately like we would do. Scream and feel the poopy off and bang the door. And he said, let things upside. He got very, very easy about it. Then when Aisha radiallahu ta'ala stretched his Mubarak foot and that, Rasulullah, after they completed his namaz, and he said, oh Aisha, and he addressed her by her beloved pet name. He said, Humaira, did you think the Rasul of Allah would deceive you? She knew he can't lie or hide. Then they weren't in the habit of lying. That is one thing. No matter what, they would speak the truth. She said, Ya Rasulullah, I thought you had gone to one of your wives. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, during this night, Allah Ta'ala, do you know what night this is? She said, no. He said, this is the 15th night of Shaban. Allah Ta'ala frees more people than there are hairs, hair on the goats of the tribe of Banu Qayyim. And during this night, a proclamation is made. Hal min mustaghfirin. Is there anybody seeking forgiveness that he can be forgiven? Hal min mustarhamin. Is there anybody seeking mercy that he can be shown mercy? Hal min mustarzaqin. Is there anybody seeking rozi that he can be given rozi? And like this throughout the night that call is made. How insensitive it would be for us if this call is being made from the majestic court of Allah Ta'ala and we decide to sleep. Yes, if you are tired, then rather sleep. And this is mentioned in Hadith. For example, if you're reading the Quran and you are so tired, you may read wrong there, then rather close the Quran and sleep. What do you mean? Put your alarm or tell somebody, wake me up after an hour when I'm rested. I will get up and make ibadat, inshallah. But the crux here is, again and again, the call is there. That call out, come to Allah Ta'ala, seek pardon, seek forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. No matter what, we'll discuss the sins just now. Now from this it is also understood that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the cemetery, the Qabristan, during this night. Now here, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi mentions a very important point. Understand this in its proper context, please. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the Qabristan. In all the books of hadith, it is substantiated that he went only once. If you want to go, go. If you want to go many times, go. But don't think of it as an emphasized sunnah to go repeatedly. Don't look down at anybody who doesn't go. And if you yourself don't go, don't think I haven't fulfilled the rites of the night of 14th of Shaban. In other words, don't consider it like a farz or binding that you have to go. If you want to go every year, go. What the meaning that my Nabi that I will go. But don't look down at others that don't go. Don't think that if I don't go, my night will be short. No. Some optional amal, go. Take benefit from it. Also, make dua during this night. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is another thing. There is no specific kind of ibadat mentioned for this night. For all great occasions, you will find some people printing pamphlets to say that you should read this namaz. Read, I'm just giving an example. That read the Kulu Allahu 11 times and Kulu Abir Rupal 13 times and Kulu so many times. This is what they say. Any namaz, Allama Ibn Qayyim Jawzi Rahmatullah Alayhi has written, any namaz for which a prescribed number of surahs, etc., this is all mukhtalaf, fabricated. This is not in the ahadith. Yes, there is masnoon qiraat, for example, Surah Ikhlas, Surah Kafirun and Surah Ikhlas in the Sunnah of Fajr, in the Sunnah of Maghrib, that we should read. Sabbi Isma Kuli Ayul Kafirun Kula Wallawad in Witr, that is masnoon death. But to say to read this surah so many times, this surah so many times, you say, still you are mukhtalaf. This is fabricated, there is no substance to it. Worship Allah Ta'ala in all diversity. In other words, you want to read namaz, read namaz. You want to read Quran, read Quran. You want to read durood, read durood. You want to read kalima tayyiba, read kalima tayyiba. You want to read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Any form of ibadat you make is highly acceptable to Allah Ta'ala. Also, there are people whose du'as are not accepted during this night. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned them together, separately in ahadith. I will mention them. The thing is, if you are involved in these sins, first make tawbah and istighfar from those sins, then communicate with Allah Ta'ala, we will receive the blessings of this night. If not, those blessings will pass us. And understand the meaning of tawbah. You can't just say, Allah, I make tawbah from this, finish. No. That is why you're playing around. What you should do is sincerely resolve. That, Ya Allah, with great remorse and regret, and never more tawbatum. Regret is tawbah. I seek your forgiveness from this sin that I have committed. Ya Allah, in your presence, I resolve never to commit this sin again. You can't have tickets for next week's ball in your pocket and say, Ya Allah, I make tawbah from all ballroom classes and that. Meanwhile, you got your tickets, you know you're going next week. You're playing around with Allah Ta'ala. Say, I resolve, Ya Allah, never to commit. And at that time, you should have it sincerely in your heart that I will never commit this sin again, as far as is humanly possible. So one, regret, remorse, resolve never to commit that sin. And then beg Allah Ta'ala for pardon. Inshallah, Allah will forgive. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful, Ghafoor Rahim. But we have to be sincere about it. Also, the people whose sons are not forgiven, Aqil Walidain, a person who doesn't obey his parents. This is the crux, our parents. Everything in our life is tied to them. A person who is disrespectful to his parents is to us will never be accepted. And more than that, Rasulullah himself has said, don't shoot me, I'm the courier. I'm telling you for my good first and your good. A person who is disrespectful to his parents, all sins, you're at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. If he wants to, he'll punish you or he'll forgive you. But disrespect to parents is punishable in this dunya. I'm not saying it. Our beloved Habibullah, Ya Rasuli, Ya Khalili, Ya Habibi, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So if we are all disrespectful to God, try as we may, we can't fulfill their rights. But beg Allah Ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, I seek your pardon from all acts of disrespect to my parents. And a great disgrace and shame on the Ummah at the moment is our old age homes are oversubscribed with our parents in there. And we are proud and happy that this is a very successful venture. Alhamdulillah, we are oversubscribed. Ummati, Ummati, think what we are doing. We are subjecting our parents to that shame, to living in an old age home. Then when they pass away, you want to fight that the mayat must leave from my house. Salah wherever you all the time. Never worried that your parents are in an old age home. So the first person whose du'as are not accepted during this night is Aqil Walidain. Second, it's not in order of priority, I'm just mentioning as they come. Tati Raham, a person who severs family ties. You have an uncle, an auntie, whatever, and you say, hey, that topi, I'm never going to talk to him again. You are guilty of a sin in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. Now, many times we turn around and say, but he is unkind to me, how can I be kind to him? In the Hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us and says, ليس الواصل بالمكافي ولكن الواصل الذي إذا قطعت رحمه وصلا. A person who maintains family ties is not that one who does good to those who do good to him. He is merely repaying what they are doing. Be good to those who are unkind to you. Then you are maintaining family ties. This is the akhlaq of Rasulullah. We are ummatis. We are ummatis. If we are not going to take up the akhlaq of Rasul, who is going to do it? The Jews. Think properly. So two groups. Third is a mushrik, a person who ascribes partners to Allah Ta'ala. Fourth is a person who wears his trouser below his ankles. He is also in the anger and wrath of Allah Ta'ala. His du'as also will not be accepted. Now we can go into technical discussions about the length and the simple heat the call, forget the arguments, forget the technical discussions. My Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore his trouser above his ankle and he said, if you wear your trouser below your ankle, you are in the wrath of Allah Ta'ala, so avoid it and get done. Don't try and justify. Allama Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi said, Ya ilahi la tu'addinni. Ya Allah, don't punish me. Fa'inni muqirrum billahi kat kana minni. I acknowledge my shortcoming. That's what you must do. So don't try and make the deen fit your thinking. Your thinking, my thing, I'm talking about myself, sorry, must fit the deen. May Allah give us tawfiq. Another person is a zaniya, a female who is involved in zina. And a zaniya, obviously, it's not only the female's fault, she can't commit zina by herself. two people are needed for that. They also not believing in Allah Ta'ala. And that is a very crucial thing, the tackling. If you are involved in that sin, and you think that all right, tonight I won't reach it, big night. Tomorrow we start again, click, 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 click. During Rina, so how are you going to be forgiven? Can't. Think properly. Is it worth it? Is Zana Bippa, Ya Allah, give us respect with your obedience. La tu dil lana, don't be letterless with your disobedience. In other words, if you in obedience, you're in respect. In esteem by Allah Ta'ala, the Malaika, the creation. If you're in sin, you're in the disrespect of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq. So we have mentioned disrespect to parents, we have mentioned severing family ties, person who wears his trouser below his ankles, the zaniya, the mushrik, a person who harbors animosity and hatred for other people. A person who harbors animosity and hatred for other people. These guys are also not accepted because his heart is filled with filth. To hate another person is dirty, dirty, dirty. Excellent ladies on the worst day. So that also must be cleansed. You know? Yes, last but not the least, mudmin or khamrin, I have a tool drunk. Whether this is through liquor, drugs, any other intoxicants, take note, especially our youth. If you want to this filthy habit, get out of it. If you need help, there are structures in the community that will render help to you. But use the facility, get out of this. You're in the wrath of Allah Ta'ala as long as you use intoxicants. And Sheikh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi, Qutbul Attab, the most pious person in the dunya during his lifetime, has mentioned, any person who uses intoxicants will never get the topic of reciting Kalima Tayyibah at the time of death. And conversely, he said, a person who uses the miswak, inshallah, the Kalima will come easy to him. So those who are involved in this problem, drugs, liquor, any similar thing, get out of it. If you need help, speak up. Go to your local ulama. They will make means to send you for rehab, to discuss with you, get you out of this plight. May Allah give us all topic. May Allah say, this is the stage of the day. Drugs, chatline, and internet. They are ruining us, they are ruining our homes, they are ruining our families. Get out of it. I love Allah. This is the night, beg Allah Ta'ala. Because Allah spent my life in sin. Allah cleanse me and bring me close to you and to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bring me close to you and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How long am I going to live like this? I don't want to die like this, Ya Allah. I want to die free of sin, cleansed by you, Ya Allah. Cleanse me, clean me. And Allah Ta'ala has made every believer a thing of great substance. In other words, if a Muslim, a mu'min, a believer says the word Allah from the bottom of his heart, Qiyamah will not come. In other words, he, by his utterance of the Mubarak name of Allah Ta'ala, is holding the whole universe in death. That is you and me. Say one Allah, which is the universe in death. That is the power of Iman. This is a hadith in Muslim. So people, this is the 15th night of Shaban. Let us spend time in the ibadah of Allah Ta'ala, in the worship of Allah Ta'ala, and be confident of the fact that it was the practice of our pious predecessor, even Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi. Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that God accepted Thursday nights during the two nights of Eid, first of Rajab and the 15th night of Shaban. Imam Shafi was a great scholar. He wasn't an ordinary Maulvi Sahab like we would like to say. He was a great scholar amongst the very, very, very senior scholars in Islam. He mentioned this. Every kitab, every maslak you can think of, in the Hanbali maslak, in the Maliki maslak, in the Shafi maslak, in the Hanafi maslak, they all acknowledge the greatness of this night. So spend time in ibadat, make dua for yourself, your problem, and make dua for those gunas are getting and personal free work. That Allah keep us all with iman, take us with iman, and inshallah all of these raise us on the day of Qiyamah in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we need to change our lifestyles. We are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The entire creation outside is looking for guidance. Unfortunately, it is my bad akhlaq that is keeping them away. They look at me and say, there's Muslim, I don't want that. إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ Rasulullah said, Master, you are the loftiest pearl of character. I and all of us should ask ourselves, how close are we to inculcating the character of Rasulullah in our life? Have we got it? Speak to the ulama, ask them, what can I do to improve my character? Remember, when people came into Islam, it was on the strength of the character of Rasulullah. Speakers were very short. If somebody wants to accept Islam, we give them a whole pile of books and this and that and that, because there's no Islam apparent anywhere. No, I give me topic and all of us topic in Islam. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك ربنا وتكرمت وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسي اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر بعدد خلقك ورضا نفسك وزينة عرشك ومدار كلماتك اللهم لك الحمد ملء السماوات وملء الارض وملء ما بينهما وملء ما شئت من شيء بعد سبحان الذي تعتب بالعز وقال به سبحان الذي لبث المجد وتكرم به سبحان الذي لا ينبغي التسبيح الا له سبحان ذي الفضل والطول سبحان ذي المن والنعم سبحان ذي المجد والكرم سبحان من لا يعلم اين هو الا هو سبحان من لا يعلم ما هو الا هو اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم لك الحمد كما انت اهل فصل على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد بما انت اهل واصنع بنا كما انت اهل ولا تصنع بنا كما نحن اهل فانك انت اهل التقوى واهل المغفره اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد على قدر حبك فيه وصل وسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد على قدر عنايتك به اللهم اجعل نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم لنا فرطا وحوله صلى الله عليه وسلم موردا اللهم احصرنا في زمرته صلى الله عليه وسلم واستعملنا بسنته صلى الله عليه وسلم وتوفنا على ملته صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم يسر لنا زياره حرمك وحرم نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل ان تميتنا وأدم علينا الإقامة بحرمك وحرم نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى أن نتوفى اللهم إلى جنابك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ننتسب فلا تبعدنا وببابك نقف فلا تدرنا وإياك نسأل يا الله فلا تخيرنا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا أوزعنا أن نشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علينا وعلى والدينا وأن نعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لنا في ذرياتنا إنا تبنا إليك وإنا من المسلمين. والله during this Mubarak night with intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we beseech you, we beg you, we plead with you, Ya Allah, keep us all firmly on Iman, let us live with Iman, let us die with Iman, raise us with Iman, Ya Allah. We, those present here, and the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and your entire creation, Ya Allah, whether they have Iman or not, it is within you, Ya Allah, to give us all the guidance of Iman. Let us live with Iman, die with Iman, and take us with Iman. Ya Allah, bless us, our progeny, our children, children till the day of Qiyamah with beneficial knowledge, Ya Allah. Create amongst us ulama, hufaz Quran, hufaz Hadith, awliya, Ya Allah. And let us steer the ship of Islam, all of us together, towards safe waters, Ya Allah. At the moment we are floundering, great disarray, Ya Allah. Keep us firmly, Ya Allah, on the deen of Iman. Ya Allah, there are many, many people who are unwell in our community here, throughout the Ummah. Names are too numerous to mention. Ya Allah, in the entire creation, whoever is unwell, Muslim or non-Muslim, even the animals, Ya Allah, grant them all shifa kamila, adila, mustamilla. Ya Allah, cure can only come from you, Ya Allah. We beg you during this night, Ya Allah. The call is made from your court. Is there any who is seeking Rahman, Ya Allah? Together all of us are pleading for mercy from you, Ya Allah. Bless us, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. With the cure, especially our parents, grandparents, whoever in our senior people are ill, Ya Allah. Even our young people who are ill, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, we beseech you, turn our hearts towards you and away from the filth of this dunya, especially the internet, the chat line and all status of the day, the habit of drugs, etc. Ya Allah, cleanse us, purify us from this, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us make sincere tawbah, Ya Allah, from all the sins that we have committed. You are most forgiving, Ya Allah, forgive our sins, cleanse us, Ya Allah. We resolve never to commit sin again. And Ya Allah, should we, due to human failure, commit any sin, give us the tawfiq to make tawbah in Aswa immediately, Ya Allah. Cleanse us, Ya Allah. Only you can cleanse. And you have said, Khairul Khatta'in al-Tawwabun, the best type of sinners are those who make tawbah. Ya Allah, we have sinned shamelessly. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to abstain from sin, and we make sincere tawbah to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who said throughout the program, Ya Allah, bless them, bless us all. Ya Allah, forgive me. I have been asked to speak. Ya Allah, you know I am not worthy of it. I merely followed the commandment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to convey. Ya Allah, instill in my heart whatever I have said. Let me make amal on it. Let all those who have heard what I have said also make amal on it, and let me benefit from their amal. Ya Allah, make it easy for us to visit our Aqaid Namdar, Janabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many, many, many times, Ya Allah. And let us show due respect to your status, the position of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the position of all the Anbiya, Ya Allah, the position of our parents, the position of our seniors in deen, our pious predecessors. Ya Allah, let us show respect for the service of deen given to our pious ulama of the past. Let us not be critical of their efforts and think that we can do better than them, na'uzubillah. Ya Allah, we don't even know the definition of hadith, and we are ready to comment on hadith. Ya Allah, we don't even know the distinction between Quran and hadith, and we are ready to make decisions. Ya Allah, pardon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to understand the importance of deen. Let us understand that deen is sacred. Nobody has the right to comment in deen if he hasn't studied sufficiently for it. Even if a person without studying, as you know, Ya Allah, the Sharia clearly states, even if he makes a right decision, he'll be punishable in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala because he didn't have the background to make such decisions. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu sayyidina wa mawlana Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min jami'i shar ma sta'adaka minhu sayyidina wa mawlana Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, this is a very comprehensive dua. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh used to ask his muridin and mutalliqin, those connected with him and anybody else, that make this dua as often as possible. That Ya Allah, we ask you for all the good that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked you, and we seek your protection from all the evil that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sought your protection. That inshallah will cover everything on our behalf. Ya Rabbi Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ballir maqasidana. Make this dua also as often as possible. Meaning that Ya Allah, with the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, convey our objectives to us. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ballir maqasidana. Ighfir lana ma madha ya wasi al-karimi. يا إله العالمين لا تؤذلنا فإن مقر بالذي قد كان منا يا الله يظن الناس بي خيرا أنا أسر خلقك إن لم تعفو أني يا كريم يا كريم يا كريم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه سيدنا وحبيبنا وكريمنا وشفيئنا وسندنا وإمامنا وهادينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.
جزاكم الله خيرا مولانا as well as all our guests who have bless us with their presence, and jazakallah to one and all for participating in this honorable and mubarak majlis. May Allah Ta'ala accept the night from all of us, inshallah. This is a reminder, inshallah, is that two programs next week. Next week, Wednesday night, that is next week, Wednesday night, inshallah, is Zakat workshop. And next week, Friday night, Mona Abdul Hamid Sahib will be rendering advices, inshallah. Good night, good night, good night.